I'd like to say, as the other brother said, just appreciate the services. Appreciate the Spirit. If you want to turn to the book of James, chapter 4, appreciate the Spirit we felt here in this camp meeting. And we have come this week looking for help, and we have got what we come looking for. If you come this week and didn't get help, it ain't nobody's fault but your own. And I just tell you, appreciate the Lord. Appreciate what it means. I just been enjoying this preaching. I'm Brother Dwayne and Brother Randy and all these others. And I just been feeding off of it and just appreciate the burden they've had and the preaching they've done. But I got to do my part tonight. Brother Robbie had asked me, and for several months now I felt this on my heart. Didn't know I was going to be asked to preach for youth service, but just felt like if I did, this is what the Lord wanted me to preach for several months now. So I've been praying and seeking the Lord about it, and I need the Lord to help me. But chapter 4 of the book of James, we'll go down to the 7th verse. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. I want us to go back to the beginning of verse 8 here. It says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Brother Robbie, would you lead us to the Lord in prayer tonight?
Dear Grace Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to hear your word, Lord. We pray for touching us with anointing.
Lord, I need your anointing, oh God.
Lord
Jesus, speak to us, oh God. Help us, Lord. Lord, Lord of God, you can be seated tonight. These scriptures, as I begin to read them for several months now, the Lord began to lead on my heart. The Lord will help me just a few minutes here. I want to preach on going forward in a backwards generation. Going forward in a backwards generation. And I'm kind of like Brother Randy. He's from way up in the mountains. I'm way in the backwoods. So if I don't say backwards just right, where we come from is backwards. And just don't hold it against me. Just get in with me. And we begin to read these, and we see that I begin to think about this generation that we're in, this world that we're in. We look around and we find that we are in a backwards generation, so to speak, that instead of, like we read these scriptures, instead of drawing close to God, it seems that this generation that we live in is getting further and further away from God. It seems that the church, not only this world, but not only the world, but the church is forgetting about God. It's not drawing theirself closer to the Lord. But I begin to think about that, all the things that is backwards, and we look at, and just in this world, we look at things and we can see how backwards it is. We look at right here in our government and the way that our government is, and that we see that not only it seems that the economy should be getting better, but it's going worse. And it looks like in this hour that we live, that things should be, I know it's the Bible being fulfilled on a lot of things, but it seems that that people would wake up and realize that in this hour that we live, it's the last hour, the Lord is coming soon, and they should be getting ready, but it seems that it's getting weaker and weaker right here in our government. Instead of, it seems that it gets better, they're now bringing in, or not only just now, but for some time, they brought in abortion and things like that, and just so many things that seems to be going in the wrong direction. It seems to be getting worse. The economy gets worse. This country now, a long time ago, you would have never heard about gay marriage and men and men where men marrying men, and you'll never heard about women marrying women. But now that our U.S. they're are now trying to pass the laws in different states to make it legal. But we all know where we stand on that. Marriage ought to be between a woman and a man, not between a woman and a man and a man. But we are living in a generation that now that it's all right. And used to, when it first come in, it used to be that there was just only a certain few, and there was a people stood against it. You had your people that either was or either wasn't. But now we're living in a generation. Now we're living in an hour that even though they're not, they're beginning to see nothing wrong with it. And even in the churches now, it seems that they've let it creep right into the church. Well, you just a few years ago, you wouldn't have never heard of things creeping into our churches, creeping into our lives. But now it began to happen. It's beginning to come in little by little. Our generation is so backwards. It seems that I was trying to think of an illustration to try to really bring this out. And the only thing I could really think of is a mountain climber. As he tries to climb a mountain, and as he goes up that mountain, something maybe a mudslide or rocks begin to fall. He's trying to go in the right direction. He's trying to go forward, but everything's just tumbling down on top of him. That's the way it seems in this generation that we live, that everything is coming against the church, that everything is coming against us. We're trying to push forward, but it seems that there is so much that is pushing backwards. Oh, we look in this world and you say, Brother Josh, I know it's getting weaker, but I know I'm young, and I'm only 26 going on 27 years old. But in the last 5 years, you realize in the last 5 years I have seen it get worse and worse. In the last 2 years I've seen it get worse. And in the last 5 years, it seems like it everything, suicide rates is going up. Murder rates is going up. Abortion rates is going up. Oh, there's things that's coming. The divorce rate's out of the roof. It's no longer one husband or one wife. Now it's just a game they play. If this one don't work out, I'd get me another one. It's a backwards generation that we seem to be living in. But it's getting worse and worse, as I said. But oh, not only is it in the world, it's crept itself right into the church. It's working its way into the church. Used to it'd be the lost. Used to it'd be the ones down the street that remarried or are divorced. But now it's right into the church. As I said a while ago, homosexuality, it used to be something you hear about. But now the churches, and I hope there's no homeless churches that are doing it, but there is churches that claims to be a church. It really, I don't believe they are much of a church, and I know they ain't much of a church if they're letting things like that in. But oh, I begin to think about it. Our church, even our church, is getting further and further away from God. When the Bible says we should draw nigh to God, but it seems that we have it backwards in this generation. Instead of getting closer to God, we're going to see how further away we can get from God. It seems that the way it's going. But right here in our church, we've let things creep up. We've let things come. And the world's beginning to come in. Things we used to stand against is now coming into the church. Used to we say the church, we warn our young people, don't go down to that church down the road. They don't believe it like we do. But now, it's in the same churches. It used to say, don't go down there. The same things in the church world today. But oh, we are going in a backwards generation. But I love to see some young people right here in Savannah, Georgia. It'll say, I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to turn around. But I'm going to go forward in a backwards generation. Everybody else may be going the wrong way. Everybody else may be picking up things and doing things. But I'm going to live holiness. I'm going to live for the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But we're seeing, you see the effects of this world, and see the effects, and going back to the world in itself. I'm saying the murder rates and all the abortions and all that's going up. We're beginning to see the effects in that. We're beginning to see the effects in our young people. Our juvenile homes is now so full that they won't even take them hardly anymore unless they've done something like murder or something real bad. Because there is not room for them. Do you realize just right here in the state of Georgia, our mental society and our mental facilities is so full that they won't even hardly have room for anybody anymore. And why is it? It's because of the things that the world has let creep in. And what was used to be wrong seems to be alright. Oh, now. Oh, but it ain't all right. And it's the same way with the church. That it's cause and effect. Oh, we've let things slip in. And I don't want to whoop up on the older folks. But I remember hearing as a child that these denominations, and I won't mention any, to get in trouble tonight. But it was denominations that stood for holiness. But they let one or two things begin to rise up. They let one or two things begin to come in, and they thought it was all right. And you know what happened? It seemed to be going fine for a while, but after a while, it got a hold of the church. After a while, the church began to get worse. And some of them churches today, they can't keep the young people there. They can't get the children to be interested. But the children now has no discipline. They have nothing to live by. They hadn't been taught nothing. Oh, they cannot even keep the young people happy anymore. It's got to be all about entertainment more than the move of the Holy Ghost. It's all got to be about what this or that. That they got to have a movie show or something to bring the young people in. But I like to see a generation right here in Savannah, Georgia, that won't care about the things of this world. But I say I want to have a demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on now. What about it tonight? We're living in a backwards generation and heading in the wrong direction. But how many people tonight will stand up and say it may be hard? They may talk about me. They may put me down. But I'm going to try to go forward.
Oh, hallelujah. There's a little church right there in my hometown. That long time ago, a few years back, they began to compromise. Oh, they got to the point, and you're going to laugh at this, maybe. They got to the point that they didn't no longer raise their hands. They no longer got up and clapped their hands and said amen. But when they come to the house of God, his brother was talking about that charismatic. I don't see nothing wrong with our raising our hands. But this is charismatic here now. I mean, it used to be a good church back in the day. Oh, but they would come in and the pastor handle out whistles, and they'd sit in church instead of raising their hand. They'd just blow their little whistle, and oh, now they can't even keep young people there. Oh, they ain't even hardly got a youth program anymore. And why is it? But I'm looking at some young people right here and throughout this congregation. They're coming back for something. They knew there was going to be preaching at this youth service. They knew that there was going to be not games and fun, but they knew there was going to be the word of God was going to be preached. But there's something in their heart that they said, I'm going to be there at 6:30 because I want to hear the word of God. I want to hear what the preacher has to say. But most of all, I want to feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. Come on now. I want to feel the power of God tonight.
Oh, hallelujah.
but we're in a backwards generation. Oh, we no longer seeing how, I gotta hurry here. Oh, we no longer used to, it was, we would pray and seek God and see how close to the Lord we could get and what we could get rid of. And now we're in the generation, come on now, I need you to help me here, I don't want to get in trouble, but now we're in a generation, it's no longer what we can get rid of for God, but it's what we can pick up and get by with. Come on now. I said we're in a generation that now wants to see what they can do. Used to, they'd want to put on the long dresses. Used to, they'd want to dress nice and dress holy. They'd want to look nice. But now they want to see how short it can get, how low top it can get, how low or short, how wordy they can fix their hair, how short they can sip it. We're getting by, but we need to be a generation that says, I won't fall in that devil's trap. I will not bow to the devil, but I'm going to live holiness. Oh, hallelujah. I wish some of our young people, I was born and raised in the Calvary Holiness, and I know we got Calvary Holiness people here tonight. And it's everywhere. I'm not just picking them out. But I was up Monday night. I went down to youth camp. Brother Johnson's here. Been preaching today services. But the young people that I grew up with, me and Brother Brent, Brother John, we grew up around in the Calvary. The young people that we used to grow up with, their mom and daddy taught them to dress good. Their mom and daddy taught them to dress right. But oh, and it's not just there. But it's in our every holiness church now. And it seems that they are trying their best to live holiness. But they're also trying to live in the foot into the world. They're trying to live half and half. You know what? We can't straddle a fence on people. But we got to make up our minds. We got the purpose in our hearts. I'm not going to dress like that anymore. But I'm going to please the Lord. I want to draw close to Him. But I want him to draw close to me. But there ain't no way when you're living like the world and doing things of the world that he'll draw close to you. But you'll give the world out of your heart and Jesus will come in and he will take control. What about it tonight, young people? Will you be a forward generation in this backwards generation that we're in? Oh, hallelujah. What about it tonight? I'm just going to try to close it right here. What about it tonight? Are you going to go forward in a backwards generation? When everybody's going backwards, when everybody else is compromising, what about it? Are you going to decide? Are you going to make up in your mind, I'm going forward? My brother or my sister may not want it. Oh, my aunt and uncle, my daddy and mama, they may be compromising. They may be turning their back on you, oh God. But I want to draw nigh to him. Oh, I want to draw nigh to him. I want to get close to him. What about it, young people? I wish we can find some young people tonight. And as we go into the main service in just a few minutes, I hope we'll find some young people to make up their mind this service tonight. I no longer want to play around with God. I no longer want to try to just get by and do things of the world, but try to live right for God. But I'm going to give him full control. I'm going to draw nigh to him. I'm going to cleanse my hands. I'm going to give it all to him. And I'm going to let him have my life in full control. What about it tonight? Are we going to have some young people here? Savannah, a Holy Church of God's camp meeting right here in 2011. What about it? Are we going to have some people to stand up and say, this world may be going backwards. The church world may be going backwards. But I'm going forward. I'm going toward the Lord. And I'm going to get closer to him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, we have some young people tonight that wants to go forward in a backward generation.